Homies, what is up? What is this, a 30-second episode? What the hell? Nah, you ain't reading that wrong. It is. This is a cool little snippet letting you know that we are giving you guys some free content directly from the Superhero Homie Patreon page.
Absolutely. Consider this a Thanksgiving gift from the homies here. We hope you guys enjoyed this little snippet here from my Patreon page. And if you enjoyed this, then definitely check out our Patreon at patreon.com/superherohomies. We can promise you that this entire episode and everything else we have is extremely hilarious and a lot of good content.
Oh, yeah. And you best believe there's way more where that came from. It's going to be a lot of stuff coming out, and there's a huge catalog waiting for you. Go ahead and browse and feel free to sign up, hit that Patreon, and everything you guys do for us is always received with a lot of gratitude, just like the holiday.
Enjoy.
Speaking of which, speaking of pre-purchasing stuff, DragonCon emailed me.
Oh.
Yeah. I wish it was for the podcast, but no, it was for our tickets because, you know, DragonCon was canceled this year. Thanks, COVID.
It's a big Comic-Con event, by the way, for those of you who aren't familiar.
Right, yeah. DragonCon, large Comic-Con here in Atlanta, not the San Diego one. They emailed me regarding my badge and stuff because, actually, Q, yours is behind you there where yep. They sent you in your badge and a face mask and everything. They emailed me and said, hey, we got your package. It doesn't seem like it got to you. So I emailed them back like, hey, here's my address. So hopefully I'll come back, you know?
Yep. Now, I do wonder, I almost wish that DragonCon didn't send me this badge because it's like, I got to keep up with this for a whole year. How bold of you to assume I'm that responsible.
The funny thing is they offered me the chance of doing that, of postponing my receiving it until 2021 Comic-Con when they just give it to me when I'm there, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I guess with my luck, like, if I didn't get it now and waited until next year, I'd show up and they'd be like, we don't have a ticket for you, sir.
Right.
Please leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was going to be a lot of fun.
Dude, oh, my God. Comic-Con, dude. You know what I'm gonna miss about it? I'm just gonna vent out loud and pretend I'm not on mic to talk about this with you.
Hot ass women.
Get out of my brain. I wanted to go see hot ass nerd women, dude. I wanted to go see awesome cosplays. I wanted to go spend money on superfluous nerd shit that I did not need. But I wanted to go see hot ass women too. Dadgummit.
So shout out to the
homie. Dadgummit.
Shout out to the homie Caleb again real quick. It was last year's Comic-Con. Mm. It was on a Saturday, I remember. I had to work that Saturday, and DragonCon had started that previous Thursday.
Okay.
And the homie Caleb called me up, and he was like, hey, man, you need to come down. Like, at least just for one day. Get yourself a one-day badge, one-day pass. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. And yeah, so like I remember I packed the bag and I drove down to DragonCon that night after I got off of work and met up with Caleb and the homie Joe Brown.
Nice.
And Joseph actually couldn't make it that Sunday. He had to leave, I think, Sunday morning or Saturday night. And so I got to use his badge and I got to be Joe for a day.
That's great.
Yes.
Shout out to Joe Brown.
Hell yeah.
What's the name of his show real quick? Let's give him a shout out.
Hell yeah. Suplex and Microphones.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, guys, check that out. That's an awesome, awesome ass wrestling podcast. And also, homies, if you are not already subscribed to Any Evolve Review, that's the homies Caleb's wrestling podcast. That is also another dope ass wrestling podcast, which yours truly is on a few episodes, and they are now on Spotify. So definitely,
that's great news. Check them out. Good for them.
Yeah, we definitely have to give them a shout out again on the main podcast. But no, that was an awesome experience, and I mean, like, it was fucking huge, man. And like, let me tell you, that I couldn't have had a better guide than Caleb. Like,
Caleb's been there a number of times,
man. Yeah. Like, he had his shit down. Like, he knew.
He knew how not to be distracted and waste your time.
Yeah. I do remember this one ass. So it's funny, like, out of all the great moments, I remember this one asshole who was there.
There's always one.
There was this long, long ass line, literally, like, wrapped around the building, going down a block to get into the vendor hall where they sell all the cool shit. It's like a multi-floored vendor hall.
Awesome.
So goddamn cool. I remember we were going to go to the vendor hall. We were going to, you know, stand in line. We're like, this line is ridiculous. And we saw a spot where we could kind of nudge our way in and no one would even notice.
Okay.
And and so we do.
I see where this is going.
We do, yeah. And this this asshole, the more I tell the story, the more I realize I might be the asshole.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I was going to say nothing.
But no, fuck this guy. This guy. Here's why I say I'm going to sound like an asshole. This guy is with his family, has the audacity to say to us, you guys just going to cut in line? And we ignore him. And he does it again. Hey, you guys going to cut in line? I was like, can't you tell? Yeah, fuck you. Yes. And then, like, we finally acknowledge the guy, like, oh, man, yeah, you know, we didn't see you there. And, like, he just, you know, all, like, kind of high and mighty, hoity-toity, just kind of, you know, marches. You know, him and his family through. It's like, man, I'll punch your kid, you know. Say I won't do it. But, no, that I remember that guy. He was a twat waffle.
I punched a kid in California before. Did I tell you that story?
Is this going to get you arrested?
Like, no. It's already been too many years.
You're a grown man. Like, when you assaulted this child, when you accosted this kid.
Technically, I was under 21, so no, I'm good.
No, you're over 18.
Nope. Under 21. No, I was. It was during a particular job, which we both had, and I was in California, and I remember I was doing like some volunteer work during the position. And I was in, like, a family's house. Like, I was doing some overtime stuff, essentially. You know how it goes. And this dirty kid. Dirty kid. Because it was me and my coworker. Like, we're on the couch, and we're sitting there having this conversation, this meeting. Kind of like a pitch, essentially, with the parents. And they had five kids. Two of them were older. One was like a middle age, like I guess 12 or whatever, and then two of them were.
I just thought about a middle aged 12 year old, like, well, he's balding and he's got a 401k. he's
like middle aged, going through midlife crisis, right, as a 12 year old child. Like, oh, something's gone very wrong. Your childhood years are rough. Right.
You got that Benjamin Button going on, kid.
They're smoking cigarettes. Like, right. I've seen some things.
I'm going through my second divorce right now.
Turn SpongeBob on.
Bitch is taking all my juice boxes.
Now I gotta drink daggum, like, what?
Gotta drink, Topeka. Oh, instead, yeah. Instead of my Sunny D's.
Those low sugar Capri Suns. Right. Nah, but two of the kids were really young, and one of them was jumping around with, like, a large, like you know, the large plastic cups you can order at, like, Wendy's or whatever.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the top on, but it was filled to the brim with soda.
Oh.
Like, no ice, just pure, like, Coke or Pepsi or something. And he was jumping around and spilling all over himself and the floor. And you know, nothing was really happening. But I remember the kids
weren't.
Nah. It was one of the. It was a little rough. Yeah. It was a little rough. Yeah. Long story short, like we got to the end of the meeting, and this kid was jumping up trying to, like, take my pen, because I had a pen, like, in a coat pocket, and he could see it. So he was, like, jumping up trying to take my pen, and the soda was getting everywhere. And at this point, I'm getting mad. I'm getting, like, I'm losing patience. You know, just like. It's a slow build for me, you know? It's like, all right, kid, calm down. And I remember, you know how you could sometimes just, like, you know?
Punch a, like, kid? Like, what are you doing?
No, it's like you could do a light knock, like, oh, man, like, you know, like, I was going to, like, light knock him, like, hey, stop jumping up. Like,
so you're going to punch the kid?
I wasn't going to punch, all right? It was going to be, like, a light tap, like, hey, you know, done. But it was a little bit more than a light tap. It was accidental. I applied a little bit more pressure than I had intended, you know? And so all of a sudden, as he's jumping up, like, instead of, like, a hey, like a little, like, light bop on the head, like, hey, stop jumping. Like a love tap, essentially. Instead, it was kind of more like a, hey, stop jumping. Doom! accidentally hit him. Like, he jumped high enough.
He jumped into my fist.
No. He did. Like, it was my fault because I applied more oomph than I meant to. But then, like, he jumped up and the angle was chaotically perfect. Like, he jumped up and I came down aiming for his forehead. I was just kind of like bop him as he's jumping, like, boom. Oh, my bad. I'm not going to jump like a dumb kid anymore.
Remember how I just said, like, I'm starting to realize that I was the asshole of my story at Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Like, now I'm picturing you. I'm picturing you like 15 years from now in like divorce court trying to explain to the judge what happened, and it is not going well at all.
It's not. I didn't get a good defense. I'm too broke to get a good lawyer. They gave me a public attorney.
Your lawyer's like, shut the fuck up, man. Stop talking.
No, the lawyers gave up at that point. The lawyer's just like, you know, making that face. Homies, watch the video. You'll see the face I made. Oh. Now, he jumped into my fist, and instead of bopping him in the forehead, I got him in the eye. He actually did have a black eye for a little bit, and I felt horrible. Like, my coworker looked up at me and saw what happened. The dad looked up at me, and this was a Spanish job I had, so he looked up at me. He looks at my coworker, le pegó mi hijo. He hit my kid. And I was just kind of like,
oh, shit.
And then my coworker, like, he was a champ. He was just like, well, this was great. We'll meet with you next time. We got to go. And we dipped out and we get in the car and I'm sitting there just like holding my breath. Like, I feel awkward because I realized I accidentally hit him perfectly in the eyeball. I'm just sitting holding my breath, and my coworker looks up at me. Dude, did you hit that kid in the face?
Shit.
I'm sitting there like, dude, I totally accidentally hit that kid square in the eye. And we burst out laughing. It was hilarious. It was great. Shout out to Benjamin Juarez. I'm not sure if he listens to the show, but man, I hope you're doing well, brother.
Is that the kid you punched?
No. That was the coworker.
Oh, okay.
That kid I punched now, he's got like tattoos. He's the midlife crisis kid now. He's smoking cigarettes.
Well, that kid's probably.
That asshole punched me.
That kid would then probably be a grown man by now, actually. A young man, but probably grown.
Wait. Well,
he said he was like 12?
No. That was his older sister.
Oh.
This child was like maybe, I don't want to say the wrong age and sound like more of a jerk. He was younger than 12.
He was three? Kevin.
No, he wasn't three. No.
You said you mule kicked a 3-year old, right?
Do not. That's privileged information, homies. So thank you for being Patreoners. Ooh wee.
You heard it here, guys. Kevin, this white ass man goes off and hits little Hispanic children for the fun of it.
Quentin, don't you dare! All right. It was fun though. It was hilarious.
Wow.
It was hilarious. Yeah. I did actually afterwards. Like, hey, so that was an accident. That's on me. Like, I talked to the dad afterwards. Like, hey, so. My bad, guys. My bad. He was jumping up on me. And the dad actually, he laughed about it with me, but it wasn't like, oh, yeah, you're fine. It was more like, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, it was tense. It was a little weird.
Yeah.
Because I hit his kid.
You hit his kid.
Yeah. It was an accident. I know what I intended. I know it was an accident. But it was awkward nevertheless, you know?
Oh, yeah.
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 Like, you can control your intentions, but you can't control your impact. And that's a moment where my impact was a fist in the eyeball for this child.
Jeez. Well, yeah, that definitely tops my asshole story for sure. Like, you win the asshole award for the night.
Oh, I'm sure we could find more, brother. I'm sure we could find more. Both of us could. Both of us.
Oh, man. You know, speaking of assholes and awkward tensions, how do you anticipate your Thanksgiving going? Which, by the time most of you hear this, it'd be Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Homies listening in the States, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what other countries do for American Thanksgiving, if anything.
Turkey Day.
Happy day.
Happy slaughtering of Indigenous People Day.
There's your asshole story.
Yeah.
Colonizers. God, I said colonizers. Ew. Colonizers. Anyways,
There's definitely a sex pun to be had there. There is definitely
one. I was trying to steam past it. thanks for bringing us back, brother.
Yep.
What was your question?
Your Thanksgiving. How do you anticipate your Thanksgiving going?
Oh, so that's a funny bit. We can go into that. So my answer might be a little long-winded, but bear with me. I share it in only the most positive, loving of ways. My family is hilarious. You know my family. Homies, I'm about to introduce a light concept of them. Essentially, my mom and dad both come from varying roots, very, very different sides, you know. My dad's side of the family is a little bit more preppy in nature, you know, like whenever we get together with them, it's normally like I have to wear my good khakis and like a nice sweater or something if it's Christmas season. Or, you know, like we're getting together, I got to wear like a golf shirt or something nice like that. You know, like it's a dress up occasion. You can't show up in jeans and a tee, which is what I love to do. And that's their side. They're like, you know, Q and I are here in the South, the southern states of the United States of America. And, you know, there's a lot of like that old southern like heritage there, which is a little weird considering most of them aren't that southern anymore. But my mom's side of the family is entirely different. They are hilarious rednecks. They're very southern. They're not super rednecky, but they are more country in nature. And it's hilarious being in between the two because I wouldn't call myself a preppy individual. Like, bump that. That ain't my lifestyle. I ain't cool with that. I like tees. I like working out. I like nerdy stuff. I don't want golf shirts. I don't want to golf, you know? But I'm definitely not country. You know, even though I'm from the South, I don't really have a powerful Southern accent or anything like that. It comes out in some words. I'm aware of it, but nevertheless. So it's fun knowing these two entities exist in my family, in my heritage, you know?
Right.
So for Thanksgiving, we always go to my mom's side of the family, which, for a reminder, is the super Southern side. They cook extremely well. The food there is always great. So my Thanksgiving, honestly, I admit it's probably going to me going to my my mom's side of the family with all the aunts and uncles. And that side tends to be a little bit more dramatic, too. So I'm hoping there's not, like, a dispute or a fight this time. It's going to be fun. It's going to be nice. The food's going to be delicious. They always do, like, three meats, you know, like right. Ham, turkey, and something else randomly. It's going to be, like, two different types of mac and cheese. It's going to be, like, maybe, like, two veggies. Both of them are going to be using way too much butter. And it's going to be, like, five desserts.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, two or three bread options, you know? Yeah. And deviled eggs, of course, because we're in the South. Deviled eggs rock. How about you, man?
Yeah. My Thanksgiving is going to be extremely, extremely small and limited because black people are afraid of coronavirus. You know, the shit is trying to shit's trying to target black people, so you know, we do not do that here. We would not be having anything extravagant for sure. Definitely keeping it like limited, kind of at a distance and then very, very few people.
And that's smart. That's smart. Unfortunately, my mom's side of the family is not being so prepared with that, you know? Like, hey, I'm bringing my face mask. I'm bringing hand sanitizer.
Hey, who'd they vote for? I'm
Brother, I don't want to go down that trail. I know who I voted for. It's probably not the same they voted for. Sad thing is, you could ask that question to my mom's side and my dad's side, which, remember, are dramatically different backgrounds, very different themes. It might be the same answer. You may be surprised, you know.
Oh man! Right. Oh man!
Right.
It's not too often that we even jokingly bring up politics on this show.
Yeah,
it's funny though when we do. I suspect mine would be good. I'm probably going to call my grandmother. I don't get to see her as much as I want to, especially this year. She's my last surviving grandmother, and so I'd like to, you know, pick her brain and get to know her the best I can before, you know, she transitions.
Okay.
I mean, not that she's sick or ill or anything, but, you know.
Good. Just, I was going to ask. Yeah. Good.
But, I mean, she's getting up there. But, yeah, so, I mean, I spent mine to be good, you know, good enough. Good enough for me. I've never been, like, a big holiday person anyway. I'm not anti-holiday. But, yeah.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be good enough for me.
Like you wouldn't think to put up a Christmas tree, just like for the apartment. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, hell, the years I live by myself, I don't have, put it up for who?
Right, right. And that's fair. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You remember Christmas couch?
I do.
Yeah, Christmas couch.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. That was great.
Yeah, had a spare couch that we set up on the side and decorated it.
Yep.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
No, it's as simple as that. Like, yeah. we threw it up on its side where the bottom of the couch was exposed, along with, like, the back and, like, some of the armrest at the very top, and we put ornaments on that thing.
Yeah.